You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has visited Queensland, where one of the upcoming by-elections will take place in the seat of Longman after Labor's Susan Lamb was forced to quit. Mr Turnbull has little sympathy for those who've had to resign because they did not comply with the now famous Section 44 of the Constitution.
It has to be complied with. It's the law of the land. So our job is to get our act together before we nominate. If you're in the public service, then resign before you nominate for Parliament. If you've got dual citizenship, make sure you don't have it at the time you nominate. Australians expect politicians to get all their paperwork and get those details together before they nominate.
A parliamentary report has been produced into the issue, recommending alteration to that section of the Constitution. But if any alterations are to occur, Mr Turnbull certainly doesn't see them occurring anytime soon.
In terms of changing Section 44, the committee, which was really very ably chaired by Senator Linda Reynolds, and I thank her again for her work, it's recommended that the amendment of Section 44 should be looked at. I think we all agree we don't have time to do that between now and the election, let alone between now and the by-elections that we've just spoken about. For my own part, I think it's very unlikely that Australians would vote to amend the Constitution to allow dual nationals to sit in the Parliament, but it is an issue that no doubt will be debated into the future.
As far as the by-elections caused by Section 44 go, Mr Turnbull's Liberal National Party has been accused of being unprepared for the one in Longman, where Ms Lamb will try and regain her seat in federal parliament. A Liberal National candidate has not yet been picked to run against her. Ironically, that's at least partially because of dual citizenship concerns about at least one of the people in line to get the party's nomination. However, Mr Turnbull is defending his party's processes, saying it shows his side of politics is more democratic internally than the Labor Party.
I understand the pre-selection panel will meet on Tuesday and they will make their decision in a thoroughly grassroots democratic way. That is the big difference between the Liberal and National parties and the LNP with the Labor Party.
With the embarrassment caused to it by the latest round of citizenship-forced resignations, the Labor Party is looking to turn the conversation in those by-election campaigns to other issues, such as economic ones. Susan Lamb seizing on the government's still-stalled proposed corporate tax cuts for big business as an issue.
Look, I think what's happened is I'm really disappointed that, you know, my electorate now is going to an election, a by-election. I'm disappointed that's happened, but we're here now, and this now is an opportunity, really, for the people of Longman to let Malcolm Turnbull know exactly what we think of taking money out of places like the Caboolture Hospital and giving it to banks.
Two of the five by-elections, all to be held on one date that's already being hyped as Super Saturday, will be held in Western Australia, in the seats of Fremantle and Perth. Labor's Josh Wilson had to quit after it was determined he hadn't properly renounced a claim to British citizenship before he won the seat of Fremantle at the 2016 federal election. He'll try and win his place in Parliament back at the forthcoming by-election. The seat of Perth will also have a by-election. That's after another Labor member, Tim Hammond, quit voluntarily to spend more time with his young family. Regardless, opposition leader Bill Shorten senses an opportunity in Western Australia. Visiting the state again, he's pushing the long topical issue in that part of the country of unfair distribution by the federal government of revenue from the goods and services tax. Mr Shorten notes that the Liberal Party may not run a candidate in the by-election in either Perth or Fremantle. He says that shows they're fearful of the public reception of the recent federal budget.
The fact that they're not willing to test their budget or their GST proposals with Western Australia shows that they know that their plans are not in the interest of West Australians or that West Australians won't like it.
The best indicator of whether Western Australians and others around the country like it or not will come on so-called Super Saturday, the date of which is yet to be fixed. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.